Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 57. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and surely he can't be serious. It's Ben!
Of course I'm serious. And don't call me Shirley.
You're never serious, and I'll call you what I want.
Aww.
And luckily it's Ben, because Ben is cool.
Yay! Hello, Aludra.
Hey, Ben. What's up with you?
This stuff.
Wow, this is the shortest ever we've had for an intro, so let me lengthen this.
Well, okay, so this expansion came out. You know, we kind of talked about that and everything, and oh my gosh, there's so much stuff to do.
All the things there are.
Yeah, in fact, my daily playtime now is, okay, so I'm level 100. I have gone through all the zones except for Nagrand. I haven't finished Nagrand yet. When I get home every single day, I'm like, I'm going to quest through the Grand. I'm going to finish it and see this really cool cutscene that people are hinting at that nobody spoiled for me. Please don't spoil it for me. And it's going to be great. And then I get on and I'm like, okay, I've got a stable that's got six quests in there. Okay, I'll do those first. And oh, there's a fishing daily. Okay, I'll do those first. And oh, I got to trap some things and I'll do that first. And oh my gosh, it's time to go to bed. Ah! So the weekends are when I've really been playing the game. The rest of the time I've been choring the game.
Yeah.
But I'm still having fun, so I'm not complaining.
I know. It's like there is so much to do, and it can be very frustrating. Like you said, you want to do all the things at once, and it's really tough. For me, I had such lousy gear in Nagrand that I actually begged a friend to go with me so he could tank and so I could live. Because mobs were just killing me, two-shot me. It was bad. And
well,
like,
that and mages
were nerfed. I've been getting the best gear I can possibly get. What is my problem? Oh, your problem is that you're not raid geared, and you need to be raid geared for the grand. And that and mages apparently were very underpowered. And I knew fire and arcane felt underwhelming. I knew it, Ben. I'm sitting there going, they don't feel right.
But I still killed stuff. It was hard, but I did.
Yeah. It took time, and you really had to learn to kite. I mean, I still don't kite very well, but thanks to my happy little wolf, I'm much better.
Such a great trinket, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I have two wolves that can and will fly out at enemies at any given point. They'll proc. But then in Nagrand, I ride on a wolf.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
It's like, run away!
Yep. Pretty much, yeah. Insta invis! I am the master of all of my survey! Because I can insta invis. It's awesome. I love it so much. I love that the mounted combat is, if not, you know, in the game proper, at least it's being tested in Nagrand, and I really feel like they're doing that.
Yeah.
Which is just great. Now, I've not tried to pet battle while on a wolf yet, because that didn't occur to me till just now how awesome that could be.
Same here. Oh my gosh.
Right?
And, you know, the wolf, you've trained it very well, so it's not going to eat the pets that you're trying to battle. Because otherwise,
it's
insta win.
Tempted, but I feed them random frost hairs, I find, because I'm a good mommy like that.
Yep.
But, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
Though. Do
so
all
much
the
to do.
Things. But look, I found a use for all that ore. Yeah,
oh, really?
we're like all excited. Yeah. For some reason, something happened to my warrior, which I decided this expansion was going to be the second tune I leveled to 100. Hmm. And one of her professions is wrong, or was wrong. She was supposed to be my only freaking blacksmith, and she was. She was my only blacksmith. Now she's not. I have no idea what happened to her blacksmithing. I had a lot of rare stuff on there, but yeah, it's gone.
Oh,
I don't even understand. I even took her to a craft fair to level it, so it's not like this is... And
did
now,
I have to re-roll?
Yeah, so I ditched the skinning, which I haven't had on that tune since vanilla, and...
That's really
just,
weird.
Yeah. I put in a ticket, and they went, "Welp, sorry." And I'm like, well, that really blows. I said I'd never level another blacksmith again, and I haven't gotten any of the blacksmithing drops. I don't know what it is, but this game wants all my tunes to be alchemists. It's like, here, have an alchemist vial to up to catch up your alchemy.
Yeah,
like,
I get a lot of those too.
I don't want to be an alchemist. I want to be what I am, except for this guy over here. She needs to be a freaking blacksmith, so can I have some of those blacksmithing things? It's like, no, have four alchemist vials! I'm like, but
we'll give you ore.
yeah, so I'm funneling all my ore to her, because you can learn the high-level stuff. So I'm at, like, level 170 of 700.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep churning out breastplates and stuff, but on the upside, I've got more dust than I can shake a stick at.
Because you're just funneling those back through and mm-hmm. disenchanting. That's perfect.
Yes. So I had 500 dust yesterday.
Mm.
Then I hit the auction house. Thank you guys for buying my dust. It means the world to me that I have a few thousand dollars more.
Wow. You know what else is dust?
Mm.
Ragnaros. Because I went into Molten Core on Sunday.
I have a rant about that, but we'll save that for news.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you went to Molten Core.
I had fun. It took a long time.
Yeah, it really does.
And I was in a mostly guild group, and Ro actually ran it, and he did it so well, we had one wipe, and that was it for the entire night.
Oh, I wish I was there. Molten Core is so painful.
Yeah. But anyways, that's what I've been up to. How about you? Anything else other than just mining a whole bunch, running around, and, you know, paying friends to run around with you?
I haven't paid anything. Uh-uh. I just went, please, I die a lot.
You pay with your company.
I don't know. Some people like to avoid that, and those people are not my friends.
Very true.
Let me see. My garrison's level 3 and has been since, I think, last show.
Mm-hmm. Mine was just about there, I believe.
Oh, I learned something important.
Yes.
So your war mill.
Mm-hmm.
That takes work orders, huh?
Yes, it does. After you finish that first quest.
I didn't realize it till my war mill was level 3. yeah. So that's a thing, apparently.
Yeah, I've been getting scraps, and there's really cool gear you can get for, like, transmog and stuff. And,
I didn't realize.
And your followers can get gear from it. And
I'm like, I need this thing to be level 3, because then it'll start doing things. Mainly giving you that one free roll. And I really wanted that one free roll, because then my war mill would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, we have leveled your war mill. Look, and so I clicked on the thing that it relearned. I'm like, wait, you can take work orders? I've been sitting on 2,000 extra stuff for, like, weeks. Yeah, about 2 weeks or so, ever since I started stockpiling. I'm like, oh my god, really? Now I feel stupid. I feel stupid. I could have scraps and cool transmog gear and all this great stuff, but no.
So, okay, last thing before we get to the news. I totally forgot to mention that. Yeah, my garrison's level 3 and I have my menagerie. So you know how you one-shotted all of the 3 pets from the quest?
Yeah.
Well, I one-shotted 2 of them and I had the hardest time with Caritas Maximus. Partly because, well, I only have one level 25 aquatic pet, which is Mr. Pinchy, and he wasn't doing all that great.
So, I had 2 doodle bugs up as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
The water walker bugs.
Yeah, the striders.
Yeah, I got 2 of those up as quick as I could in Pandalan.
Yep. So what I did is I went kind of an opposite direction. I went with stuff that would hurt him, but obviously isn't, you know, enough to really destroy him because I don't have a lot of aquatic moves to use against him. But I used my Grunty, my Anubisith Idol, and a third thing that I don't remember what it was. And I went with an avoidance technique as opposed to a kill technique. So anytime, you know, I got him under a certain percentage or whatever, I knew that leech seed was coming, hit that avoidance thing or, you know, fly up or do whatever, throw the seed, guess what? Miss, and I destroyed him after that.
Nice. Oh, that is so great.
Yeah,
that is awesome. That is another way to go, and that is really cool.
Yeah, and as we know, I really try to make the best of the pets that I use. I don't min-max at all, and I did okay.
Yeah, that's great. That's all that matters is the end result. You might want to get with Kephas Mm-hmm. Anybody remember Kefis? Yeah, we all remember Kefis.
Trust me, we were in Mumble the other day and we were talking about it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. He's been having a heck of a time and I've been teasing him a bit about it. I'm like, gee, if only you used to be on a show about pet battles or something. And he's like, shut up, I know. Shut up, I know. He's like, I can still out DPS you. I'm like, we're not talking DPS. We're talking pet battles, dude.
Yeah, we're talking PPS, so pets per second.
Yes, exactly.
But so that's all that's going on with me. Anything else with you?
Big shout outs to Ellie Soon and Papa Ged, GEDE. I don't know how to say that one. They both gave me some really great pets just randomly because they heart me.
Aww.
And they heart us, actually. They love the show.
Aww.
And so, yeah. Oh, and I recorded some Eludra's pets, and that's it.
Okay, cool. Well, then, that's enough about us. Let's find out what's going on in the news.
Yay!
Draenor News!
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
Blizzard has actually stated that the Old Moten Core raid that is out for the anniversary was only meant to be done once. And you know what? When you put gear and other stuff in there that has just a chance to drop as opposed to a 100% drop, I do not call that a, hey, only do it once.
Because, yeah, that's shenanigans.
Yeah,
that is.
We'll go with shenanigans. I have stronger words, but we're a family show.
Yes.
But so, you know, I did it on Sunday. I went with the full intention of I need Hate Spark because I don't want to have to run this instance multiple times because it is really long. So we go in, we go all the way through it. We get to Ragnaros, we kill him. I hold my breath. I loot nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, I got a hat. Yeah, I didn't even get the enchant that you can get off of him. And I'm an enchanter, so you'd think that that'd be like a 100% drop. But again,
yeah. No.
So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the loot, and hat, so many hats. And then Hate Spark. I'm like, oh, cool, someone got Hate Spark. Hat, Hate Spark. Two dropped for our entire 40-man raid.
Only two. Oh my gosh, nuh-uh.
Yeah, so I don't know who one of them was. But the other one was our good buddy Accuzod. So me being the desperate person of, I really don't want to run this again, but I know I'm going to anyway, said, hey, Accuzod, how much do you want for that pet? And he said, if you get another one, give it to me. And I said, squee! So I have a Hate Spark now thanks to Accuzod.
Ah, jealous.
Yeah.
So jealous because I've run two full pugs. And the second one refused to learn anything about anything. We were wiping on trash, and then they wouldn't kill all the trash. And so when we rezzed to run back, guess what we were pulling? Trash that they then refused to kill.
That's awesome.
Oh, no. It was so much win. I hated every moment of this three-hour run. And I still didn't get a pet. Run. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would have rather been on the island. Trust me.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't even get a pet out of all that. I was so mad. We're talking $500 in repairs.
Yeah.
Freaking group. And
that is not right.
No. No. So Blizzard, if you're going to pull this stuff, I mean, seriously, guys,
make it available somewhere else after this, please.
Yeah,
like the summer festival. How perfect would Hate Spark be for that?
It's total BS that they're lying now. You're only supposed to do it once.
No.
Oh, great. So that's going to give everybody a cop-out, but I want a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford what they're charging for Hate Spark in the auction house.
No.
Who can?
Not me.
Not me. Send all Hate Sparks, too. No, I'm kidding. All right. So, speaking of pets, Archie Pet is out and could be gifted for all of 20 minutes.
Whoa.
I know. And even then, he wasn't really giftable.
Yeah, I actually got in there and I'm like, gift, sweet, and paid. And then I'm all, second gift, sweet, and paid. And Then I got an email from Blizzard a little later that said, sorry, we can't do that yet.
Why? I mean, the tech is there.
Yeah, and the thing is that this is a charity pet, and every single thing that you spend on Argy is going towards the Ebola relief from the American Red Cross.
Yes, but okay, counterpoint. The Pandaren Monk, giftable charity mm-hmm. pet. Yep. The Brewfest Pup, giftable charity pet.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this one so hard?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the new Blizzard store, so maybe that's it? I don't know. But, I mean, if you think about it, when these charity pets are out, how many people buy extras to give to other people?
Exactly.
And it's the holiday season, so please, Blizzard, fix this because I want to shower the world with space goats.
Yeah, and I can't get a space goat.
I tried.
Oh, well, you're the best, Ben. You Aww. Really are. You're literally the best, Ben.
Well, thank you.
That's why you're on the show.
So that is a change that we want, but there have been other changes. In mm-hmm. fact, this is one of the best changes that there is. When we saw the fact that we needed to get a level 3 menagerie to be the ultimate best pet battle champion, we were a little, perplexed by 1,000 pet battles. It did not
seem
like
we could do it.
Yeah, we could do it, but we didn't want to do it.
It would take a year, which seemed unfair compared to everything mm-hmm. else.
Exactly. But guess what? Blizzard thought the same thing. So now it only takes 500. You need to win 500 pet battles to get the level 3 menagerie plants. So,
which is still a bit out there, but it's not as out there.
No, it's about half as out there.
Yeah. Yeah, about half as out there.
Exactly. So, you know what? Hopefully by this time next year, I'll be having a party in my level 3 menagerie. We'll have a pet tea party. Sit down. Ooh. Have some fun. Have Pierre cook us up some tea.
Is that pet tea party or a pet tea party?
Yes.
Are we making the tea from the pets? Or?
No. No. That's just, we're sitting them all down and then putting little cups in front of them. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a lot of pets. For
it is. Oh, it is. But you know what? If you can have every single pet on screen at one time and you were to come over to my garrison and I had all of my pets out as well, it would probably tie down your system, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. All the frolicking and the killing, I'm sorry, our KTs and stuff would be having a field day.
Yeah, so much fun. But you know what you could do to prevent that from happening, from bogging down your system, from slowing it down, if this was an actual thing?
Spay and neuter your pets?
You could do that, or you could play on a doghouse system.
Oh, well then.
That's right,
the
folks.
Ultimate in pet. I don't corralling. Know, unboggy downiness was the first words that came to me.
Yeah, it works. But Doghouse Systems, it's an incredibly great computer company. They build you a computer. They give you awesome deals. They give you a system that will run for a long time and have your graphics and the power and everything just blow up in your face with awesomeness.
Yeah, except no real explosions happen.
Which is good, actually. Very, very good.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. But the best part is that they have a whole holiday sale going on, and it has been going on for a while. It is good through December 14th. Make sure you check out doghousesystems.com. Look at all the different deals going on and everything. And when you are checking out, put in the code BATTLEPETS, because you know what that does? It gives you double the memory.
Double the memory, double the fun, double the pet battles.
And for everyone.
But if you're not in the market for a computer, and let's face it, everybody is only once every few years, you may be in the market for a new t-shirt.
Ooh.
I like t-shirts. Don't you like t-shirts?
I do. I'm wearing one right now, in fact.
Yes, yes. T-shirts are awesome. So you can head on over to slashloot.com and get a Battle Pets t-shirt to add to your collection.
Ah. Oh. And I do have one, and I love my shirt. It is comfy.
Yes, it is an awesome shirt, and Ben is awesome in it. So, head on over, look under podcasts, find Battle Pets. It's our awesome logo that is very fierce. It's very Draenor now, actually, mm-hmm. if you think about it.
It's savage. So, doghousesystems.com and /loot.com. Help us out.
Please. All right, with all that said, let's move on to boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
All right, boss battles, where we tell you how to fight the bosses all over Draenor. And they gave us a lot of them to fight, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, definitely.
A lot to fight.
A whole lot.
Like, seriously, why so many, Blizzard? Nah, I'm kidding.
Because they want to give us stuff to do.
Yep. This is actually really cool. I'm a big fan of fights, and they went ahead and added an extra little bonus to all these by saying you need to beat all the bosses with as few pets as possible, too, with your, because you need your Elec plushie in the mix to get an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, okay, I'll just, you know, pick a pet for each. No, you've got to find a way to beat these guys with only two pets because Elec plushies, they're special.
Yes, very much so.
They are. And Snuggly. So to exemplify all of this, our first pet battler is Ashley, spelled very 90s.
Oh my god, it's Ashley.
Oh my god, is this really, really happening? Yes, World of Warcraft. We heart you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a great story behind her name, but I don't know it. Ashley is a little Draenei girl in Shadowmoon Valley at 5031. If you pay attention, though, her voice is that of a child Pandaren.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not notice that. I need to try, like, go fight her again. That is awesome.
Yeah, and her first pet happens to be an Elec plushie named Doodle.
Aw,
look at the Doodle. No, wait. Really, guys? You named it Doodle.
Okay,
you know what? Fine. Doodle's first ability is cute as a button. And this is a critter ability that has Doodle looking adorable. It hits for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And debuffs for nothing.
Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, Doodle is cute.
Oh my gosh, you will agree. You know. Doodle's second ability is who's the best Elec in a whole wide world? Doodle will relish its dominance as the greatest stuffed animal ever!
Ever!
This ability hits for nothing mm-hmm. and debuffs you for nothing
mm-hmm.
and does nothing over time.
Yep.
The final ability, and the one you're like going, okay, here it comes, the big guns. Turns out, nope. Best Elec in the whole wide world was the big guns.
Yep.
It's called Nap Time, where Doodle takes a short nap. This ability heals for nothing, hits for nothing, debuffs for nothing, and does nothing over time.
And does not affect the weather at all.
Basically, this stuffed animal stands there.
And you beat the crap out of this little girl's stuffed animal.
You beat the stuffing out of it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. It is, unique, to say the least.
Yep.
And makes you feel a little bit like a monster. Mm-hmm. You terrible, terrible person, you.
There's a reason I fought her once. So far.
Now you gotta do it again.
Next up, however, she does have a pet that could hurt your team, and that is Pixie Belle, which is a mini Nether Fairy dragon. Now, it looks like the mount, not the little floaty ones, which kind of look like the mount, but it looks like the actual mount. Now,
they shrunk down the mount, and she gets it, and we mm-hmm. don't?
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, it is. Just wait till the third pet, too. Anyways, so the first ability that Pixie Belle has is Arcane Blast. Now, this is a magic ability that blasts the enemy with a surge of arcane power. The magic damage will increase each time Arcane Blast is used. Next up is Moonfire. This weather-changing ability hits you with magic damage and turns the weather into moonlight. And of course, during moonlight, all pets receive a 25% additional healing buff, and magic abilities deal 10% additional damage. And last but not least, Life Exchange will equalize the health between Pixie Belle and your pet. But think about this. If Moonfire is going on, it's going to actually give a bump to the health that Pixie Belle gets. So you're going to be ending up with a bunch less. So kill it before that happens.
Gee, that's fun.
Yeah.
And here I'm still stuck on the fact that we have a pet that is a stuffed toy and it does nothing.
But the next one is a little ferocious.
Yes, yes.
So it totally balances out.
This, the final pet is Tally, a mini Talbuck.
Which we also don't.
No.
No.
Not at all. Don't get that.
I don't like these terms.
Tally has three abilities, the first being Horn Gore. Tally will gore your pet, dealing beast damage. Roar. Next ability is Stampede, a critter ability that starts a stampede. Tally and a bunch of his friends will rush over your pet for three rounds. If you are struck by the stampede, you will take double damage for two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. And final ability is Headbutt. This deals beast damage and has a 25% chance to stun your pet. It's also for years the way my sons would go to sleep. They would headbutt me until they before bed.
Oh, that's so handy.
Yeah, no, not really. They really learned how to headbutt properly.
Good to know. Yeah, so, you know, she's not that hard. The fact that you only have to fight two of the pets makes this a mm-hmm. pretty simple fight.
Well, for all of you awfully big adventure achievement getters, apparently people have been one-shotting this with one pet. Poor yeah. Ashley. Mechanical Pandaren Dragonling is a really good match, as well as Clockwork Gnome.
There you go.
So a mechanical pet seems to really have the edge on this fight, to the point where people are literally using their Elix and one mechanical pet and feeling pretty dang good about themselves.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Take two mechanicals just to be sure, but it looks like... Okay, so in a world where we can enchant brooms to sweep things, lanterns to follow us, we can't give a plushie life. We just set it out there and go do your best. Well, I mean, isn't it mean?
It's made from hex weave cloth, and you know, when you hex something, you essentially polymorph it so that it has no free will of its own. So therefore, it's just kind of sitting there.
I actually have an argument against that.
Okay.
What about all these troll voodoos and jujus and all that going on?
Nope.
Those are totally hexed. Voodoo is not exactly the most benign magical type there is.
Okay. But it's not a magic pet. It's a plushie pet.
Yeah, it is a magic pet. Look at his family, dude. He's a magical pet. This thing should be enchanted. He should have a turret gun popping out of his back and going da-da-da-da-da. How else is he going to protect the children while they sleep?
Simply, he just puts them under the covers.
Yes, blankets are magical things. But I'm just saying, wouldn't you feel better knowing that your plushie could, you know, turn into Conan the Barbarian and...
No, that's for something different. That's for, you know, you get him in your garrison. But while you are in Shadow Moon Valley, after you've defeated this poor little girl and ripped apart her pet.
Which is terrible, by the way.
There are some other pets that you can actually collect yourself in the Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
So, Pet Spotlight, guess what? We're in a new world. Guess what? There's pets everywhere.
Oh my god, not pets everywhere.
And guess what? We believe that this is a definitive, this is what you're going to find in Draenor Shadow Moon Valley list. We could be slightly wrong, but this is what we believe.
This is what we have found.
Yes, and if we're wrong, sorry, but let us know and we'll make a correction later on. But for Shadow Moon Valley, if you're going around pet battling trying to catch things, guess what? You can get yourself a royal moth, a waterfly, a Zangar crawler, a forest spiderling, a spider, a moonshell crab, and also the moss bite skitterer. But if you're looking for a drop that comes from a rare spawn, guess what? You're in luck, because you could find the Umbrafen Spore and Zomstruck. The Umbrafen Spore actually drops from the Strange Spore, which of course is in Shadowmoon Valley. And last but not least, Zomstruck actually drops from, well, the entire zone.
Yeah.
But more importantly, generally from Darktide Bone Shells and from Darktide Husks.
So it looks like we have to do some farming.
Yeah, no one likes that. No one likes that at all. But
farming is so Vanilla WoW.
Yeah. From what I've been able to see, though, it looks like the small islands are really the way to go.
The level 100 islands at the bottom of the map?
We're going to say yes, because I don't have the map out. I'm just seeing small islands in the information I have here.
Well, so that's helpful. Thank you, information, WoWhead.
Pretty much.
Way to be, WoWhead. Way to be.
But definitely head over there, and good luck on your farming.
Yep, yep. And we're glad we were able to, you know,
parse the information.
Yes. It was very irritating.
Yes.
All right. So, moving on, we have got a letter.
Ooh.
I know.
Hey, Aludra.
Yes, Ben.
Look what I got. It's a letter.
Yay.
I love getting mail. You guys rock for sending us mail. We heart you all. Today's letter says, firstly, love your show and started listening when your first episode came out.
Thank you.
Aww. I listened to Convert to Raid and remember hearing about this Battle Pet podcast that was coming. Yay, Convert to Raid.
Woo.
Okay, so we edited this for a bit of brevity, but it goes on to say, my DK is my primary pet battler and he is mining, so I farm at the same time. And he has a flawless stone, plus dragonkin, two aquatic, magic and flying stones, and is waiting for the right pet to come along. I know this is a loaded question, but do you have any recommendations I can look into for those stones I have in stock? I do have a lot of rares, and I try to collect the same pet until I get one rare. So that's cool. I also have two of each pet where I can, unless I've been able to collect three rares. Nothing is worse than seeing a rare come up in my pet battle to find out you have three of that kind already, and they aren't rares, so I learned early on not to collect more than two of a kind. Loyal listeners always, Hawkswing, Cenarius, U.S.
Thank you, Hawkswing.
Yes, you are awesome. First off, wow, collecting more than one type of each pet.
That is dedication.
Yes, that is. That really, truly is, and I'm impressed.
Yep, because
I don't do that.
I don't either, but it makes sense from a strategic standpoint to always have, you know, if there's a certain pet that works incredibly well in a certain fight, hey, guess what? If you have three of them, you're going to just stomp it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So this is pretty great. And some of the more unique pets, like I've thought to myself, man, maybe I should go pick up another Chrominius and another Anubis of the Idol just to have them. Because that'd be really handy sometimes.
It really would. Plus, you know what? When you're going through and farming stuff, less bandages are spent and less clicky of the heal button. You just swap
Mine's
it out.
Mine's only 4 minutes a time, though. So
is mine. But to address your question of what you should use your stones on, there's a running theme.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm assuming he means quality plus pets, not level rocks.
Well, the level rocks aren't family specific, so
they can be.
Oh,
if you buy them from the blind bag.
Oh, okay.
Then they're family specific, so that's really handy too. So yeah, we're running under the assumption you mean quality uppers.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Ben, go ahead and say your bit.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a bit more strategy to it. If I cannot get it in a pet battle and it is green quality, then they're the first ones I go for when upgrading quality. Just I go through and I'll look in my pet journal, and then I will uncheck, you know, all other families, and then I will uncheck got by pet battling, and then I'll look from there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really handy. And then The second thing I do is, was that one really hard to get? Like, you could only catch one ooze, and you'd been camping the oozes over in freaking Hinterlands for like a month.
Yep, or like an infernal all of a sudden just popped and it was gray, but you have one.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys are second priority. And then after that, it's a free-for-all, just anybody else. Mm-hmm. That's my strategy. You may want to consider doing that. Some people go for specific breeds. And if you found that ultimate breed that you truly want, then freaking use a rock on that. Just whatever makes you happy, personally. I mean, mm-hmm. if you want to use it on a rat, then use it on a rat.
Exactly. I mean, you know, my pet collecting and battling is so eclectic that I really just go for whatever. You know, I'm like,
I used a stone on my Elec plushie.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a blue quality Elec plushie, and he is glorious.
It's the way to do it.
It is the way to do it. If my plushie is going to be in battles, then he's going to represent with pride.
Heck yeah. But Hawkswing, thank you very much for your letter. We really do appreciate it. Sorry, we're not the most helpful when it comes to exactly which pet to use, but you know what? We recommend do what makes you happy and keep on trucking, dude.
Yep. And if you need a strategy, go for the ones that you cannot upgrade through any other means.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So Hawkswing has their team. Guess what? We have a team that we are going to build right now.
Team building.
So last episode, we came up with two very wonderful words. One of them would be heartwarming. The other would be raid. And guess what? Eludra said that every single person was going to use the Molten Corgi. Because of that, we chose not to use the Molten Corgi.
Yeah, it was just too much of a gimme.
Yeah, so I took this in a kind of way. I see Eludra's list, and I was kind of going to go that way, but I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to think outside the box. I have a strategy.
You're
going to
slaughter the pig?
No, I didn't slaughter the pig. You're the one who slaughtered the pig.
I did, and I got bacon, didn't I?
Yeah, but unfortunately, little XT, he destroyed pets and killed them and stuff. So, you know, we both think outside of the box sometimes. This time I'm going that way. So it's heartwarming raid, and what raid do we fight and go in where you have to actually attack a heart? And that is XT. Well, guess what? This is a heartwarming raid, so we're going with little XT. But here's the thing. When he's there and he's, exposed, his heart's there, we want to warm it up.
Out his heart.
Yeah. So how are we going to do that? By using the Searing Scorchling. Because we can just fire that up, warm it up. It's going to be great. But if that's not enough, then we send in the cute, which is the Cinder Kitten. And if little XT doesn't just go, I'm ready to, aww, then he truly has no heart.
Well, he does have a heart. I've no. seen it.
At that point, lot. We probably killed it.
Yeah.
So that is my heartwarming raid.
Well, mine is filled with cute little things in a raid. Though he kind of stole my heart thunder with the little XT thing. Let me just tell you, because little XT does poop out a heart, and I have him. And then I have little Ragnaros to warm it up because, you know, he is cute, even if he's Ragnaros Destroyer of all.
And he keeps the cook with.
I do, all the time. And he stands there pouting because that is not dignified for Fire Lord. And I don't care because it is way too handy. And then I have little Terragosa from our legendary quest.
Which
is adorable.
A lot of raiding.
Yeah, I'm still doing that. But she's adorable and she is awesome and I love how dressed up she is and she's very full of awe. So there we go. Oh. That's my heartwarming raid team. And no, you totally knew what I was doing and totally.
And totally went the entirely different direction.
No, because I have a little XT and a little Ragnaros and I've got his little heart being warmed. So.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't work.
No, but. No points to anybody. We both kind of suck.
You know what? Speak for yourself, because
I like my team too. They'll beat up your team.
Yep. You know what? So let us know which one you think wins. Tweet us or send us an email, and we'll award a point And we'll see what we're doing next episode, which is feigning potato. That's right. We're going to find out what a feigning potato is all about. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Feigning potato. I've got to say, our vocabulary is pretty nice for this sort of thing. Yeah. Feigning. So, yeah. So, speaking of points, let's do a race to the finish update.
Race to the finish!
Race to the finish, where me and Ben are still fighting over a crown. Squabbling like children, because crowns are cool.
Yeah, what else would we be...
What else would we argue over? I mean, there's not much for us to be arguing over.
Do not put that crown on in this Skype, because that is just cruel. It's okay. I'll just make the next crown and wear it because I know I'm going to win.
I didn't wear this till I won it. So there.
Oh, I totally will because I know I'm going to win. So
it's going to be that much more difficult when you lose. So, race to the finish. Current point standing is me at 1 point, Ben at 7, due to his gaining of a Frostwolf pup this week.
Yay.
Yep, yay for him. Me, I went on to improve the raid. Yeah, that's right. Totally screwing with him.
Well, considering we're not raiding for a little while, I think we're good.
Yeah, we are good. But, yep, 1-7. Favor Ben.
So far.
This means nothing. So, send us points. We have added a new goal worth a whopping 10 points, and it will go to the first person to have a level 3 menagerie.
Ooh.
But that's not all. The first to the pet battle statue will get 20 points. And that, your guys are going, what? But that's like everything you won with last time. No. Because it's 2,000 pet battles to get a statue.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever does 2,000 pet battles first has earned that 20 points.
Yes, definitely. Yep. So if you want to award us points, or if you just want to contact us in general, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and Stitcher too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at AlTheMage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And of course, the show is at BattlePetsShow.
Yep, you can also find us on other shows. Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast and is so happy that Aludra's Pets is going to be going out to other wonderful podcasts, such as a certain show called Azeroth Roundtable.
Yep. And you can find Ben there as well as on Geektopia.
Our theme song, Certain Writer's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and me. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra and is copywritten to us as well.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.